Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Hey, guys. So this week is going to be a little bit different. You won't actually get our theme song, but just know that we're cooking up something really special for you. So bear with us in the meantime. Now let's start the show.
All right, 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 all right,
all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right,
all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, on how you feeling it.
One time for all my real niggas, one time for the fake hoes,
one time
for all my people that's listening to the friend zone. See, we do this on a weekly to give you what you need. My name is Dustin Ross, and I'm in your RSS feed. Now, that might be a little podcast lingo, but I bet you follow along. Every week, we open this bitch up with a new motherfucking song. So I want you to know where we coming from when we come through with our new way. This is the friend zone. Now, check out what we got to say. Bar Sinsen. Holla, mixtape dropping soon. I'm a rapper and an actor. Sometimes I'm a trapper. What's up?
All summer
a new
16.
Me. New year, new me.
All summer 16.
Yeah. Hey, Francesca.
Hi, Dustin.
You look beautiful tonight.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you look Sante. Like you're looking for revenge.
All summer 16.
Okay. Y'all are funny.
Let me not sing that too good. I don't want SoundCloud snatching this track.
Oh, I hear that.
Okay.
You might think it's the masters.
I'm telling you.
So, moving left and right. Right along. Welcome to the friend zone.
Let's get it started.
You just want them to take us.
Look, I said it. Listen, I sang the right version, okay? I'm doing my due diligence.
Yeah. So, hey, we're here. It's the friend zone, you guys. Your weekly look at all things mental health, mental hygiene, well-being. Oh. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? Not me.
Who in the hell wants a musty brain?
You can keep it. You can keep your sorry.
Oh my God.
Y'all are on one today.
Yes.
Do you remember that though? I'm sorry. Different for Color Girls. Never mind.
It's from it was a line from Janet Jackson's performance
in
For Color Girls.
That movie.
Look, it was a lot to get through.
It was like,
but that's why there are some.
As soon as that scene with the window, I was like, I'm okay.
Yeah. And that's when, speaking of, because that was a moment when Michael Ealy threw them children out that window.
Don't say it.
I'm sorry.
It's like, wow, wow, wow.
I remember the whole movie theater just going, and I remember like three
you
or four people
the
getting
theater?
Yes. Like, yes.
I
no,
did
that
too.
Would have been too much for me.
I remember people
I
getting
saw it
up
at
and
home
leaving.
And felt sick.
Ooh, that was fucked
well,
up.
Well, me and a group of my friends back in Detroit, this is like right before I moved to New York, actually, when we did this. Myself and a group of my friends, we all got really drunk at this movie theater.
And saw that?
Yeah, and saw that because we were thinking this was a new movie to come out. We had all read the book.
That's
so
an awful combination.
Yeah, we were familiar with the piece.
I would have been crying.
You know? We were familiar with the piece, so we thought we were going to go enjoy this new interpretation.
Right.
Then we get in there, and it's, you know, niggas dropping babies, and, you know. So I was thankful. You know, in my drunken state, for the comedic moments.
No.
I was. Like when Whoopi Goldberg knocked on her.
Comedic moments.
I will remind you. When Whoopi Goldberg knocked on her daughter's door and she was asking, what do you need? I need money. She was like, for what? Things. Like that was, like that took me out. The way Whoopi.
Sante is not even on the mic right there.
Whoopi sneakers. Remember when she was walking in the Temple of El Noheen? Remember that's where she was going? I remember she told, I know you. You're the devil. Whoopi Goldberg's performance was hilarious because Whoopi is funny.
So that those were the moments in For Colored Girls, you know.
Oh my God.
That had me laughing. A colored laugh. I was a colored laugh that time. I'm telling
only
you.
Only Dustin would find. Oh,
what do you? I need money. For what? Things.
Okay.
I know you.
I remember because, you know, I went to performing arts high school. Just looking at some of the
how
the
long
technical
ago
things.
Was that?
Years.
I'm struggling through this part.
Asante got the giggles tonight, you guys.
No, you know what? I'm not even going to tell this story because I am not going to get caught up on here with y'all. Because that right there, Dustin had them gems about the funny parts in the movie. And I was just sitting here like, oh my God.
So there was another funny part, wasn't it, Asante? What was it? Tell us about it. Macy Gray?
We're going to go on ahead and move this to the next segment.
Macy Gray is a really good actor, though.
Oh my God.
But you know there's what? Something funny about just her. You know, that makes it like, even when she's given this great, because her performance in that film was great.
It was.
But yeah, it was funny really because good. Of the way that she was saying it and looking, and then you're thinking about Macy Gray. And so it was just funny. Like, I'm telling you.
Did she do Law & Order SVU? Because, you know, you like you are the shit if you have
she
acted
did.
Your ass off. She did?
She did.
See? Really?
But I haven't seen it, but I need to see it because I know, like.
Did she really?
I remember her being in something and she was on a stand, like a witness stand. So I'm going to go with yes. I'm about like a solid 80% yes.
I think she was, but I need to see that because that's how great of an actress she is. When you done killed it on Law & Order, because you don't have to, like, you can just say, oh, I was an extra on Law & Order. But if you have killed it on there, like Jill Scott. When she was on there, I think she might have been on there a couple of times, but I remember watching the episode.
On Law & Order?
Yes, and she acted her black ass off. Like, I was like, damn, Jill Scott.
Do you remember when Jill Scott had her own show on HBO?
I do.
And she was a detective?
The number one ladies detective.
Yes.
That was so
yes.
short-lived.
It was in
what
Africa.
Happened?
It was so short-lived.
It was great. The concept was great.
It was a really cute show.
Yeah.
I remember watching a couple episodes. Okay, well, let's get into the show.
Thank you.
I don't know
what
where we
hell?
Just went. Yeah. So last week, we discussed colorism. And
again,
we got more into the actual topic of it. And a lot of you had so many great points. I actually had a couple of revelations because of the points that you guys left on SoundCloud. So I'm excited to share those. Dustin, Asante, who wants to go first on which comments stood out to you and why?
Well, I want to give a shout out to Miss Hill, whose Twitter handle is Addicted2Cora. That's Addicted, the number 2, Cora, who tweeted us and she said, y'all's last icebreaker took over date night Saturday. We rode around jamming old albums and just said, fuck the original plans. That tweet resonated hey. With me and I love her for that. And I know that she probably had one of those nights that she will never forget.
No.
And I'm so happy for you guys. So shout out to you, Addicted to Cora.
Hey.
I actually really love our music segment.
Yeah, I do too.
Right?
Music's bomb. It connects people and brings people together on a different plane.
Okay.
Especially mm-hmm. when people learn their music history. Today, someone tweeted, I'm sorry, really fast,
mm-hmm.
and I know this person, so I could do this to them. They tweeted that Luther Vandross, our generation doesn't really fuck with him like that. That is a lie. So if you have seen that today, that is a black ass lie.
I was just finna say, where the fuck they get that from? I just posted a live video performance from him on my Instagram like 2 weeks ago.
And he's
I
part of our wellness
that.
Segment every week.
Hello, listen, well, well.
Well, well.
So just, so on, you know, being petty, just Google, watch some Luther Vandross. You know, do yourself
me
something good.
Petty.
You know, me being petty, but you still get something great out of it. Tweet me your favorite Luther Vandross.
Yeah, what the,
so,
where the hell not? They get that from?
Okay, that was some bullshit. I actually picked something out of the emails. Someone emailed in,
nice.
Thank you for color blocking. Shout out to Kimberly S. Thank you for your podcast about colorism. As a light-skinned black woman, I've experienced a lot of blatant colorism in my life. To be dismissed by your own people hurts more than racism. From dating to friendships, ignorant men have said, so you're not biracial, with a disappointed look. A friend and a family member shamefully confessed that they felt contempt toward me in the past completely because of my skin tone. They decided before truly knowing me that my personality would be snobby and entitled totally based on my looks. When they said that, or when I read the comment, I was like, damn, you know what? There had been times where I, even like on a small scale, might have been like, all right, they're a light-skinned person. Like, you know, what's it going to be? Like, you know, just knowing that it's going to be some bullshit or just something that is completely untrue. But just me and my own experiences, I was thinking to myself, like, how I could have made someone feel, even just in a laugh or a joke. It might have really triggered something for somebody at any point in time. And not even really on a serious note, just not even, just being careless. So I'll just, it's something to think about every now and then.
True. I saw a lot of comments like that, actually. The comment that stood out to me was from Izzy G on SoundCloud. And Izzy said, saying team dark skin doesn't carry the same weight as saying team light skin due to light skin privilege. It's kind of like saying you're proud to be black as opposed to someone saying they're proud to be white.
Mm. That's bullshit. Oh. What the heck? Come on now.
No, okay.
I see what they're
actually
saying.
I like that you find that to be bullshit because I found that to be a revelation because it reminded me of, okay, let me backtrack. When I saw a lot of team light skin, team dark skin in the bios, my first reflex is to be like, no, we shouldn't have team anything. We're just all black. And we, you know, but that sounds the same way that people do about matter. All blacks, all lives.
All lives matter.
It might sound the same.
No,
but it ain't.
No, but,
when the people that are all lives matter, that's their argument.
Yeah.
It's, we're all human. We're all people. And it's like, okay, we know that.
Right.
When people say all black lives matter, it's because black lives aren't being respected the way all lives are.
Mm-hmm.
So team dark skin, I get how that's, it's parallel. It's like their team dark skin is unifying under the discrimination that they have to deal with that no one else has to deal with. So when you say team light skin, you're actually upholding the separation and the white supremacy in a weird way. But saying team dark skin is more like, we don't give a fuck that y'all don't find us beautiful.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
So I get that, but we black, so you should be able to just say that.
No, I mean, I see your side.
You know what I mean?
But so I thought his comment was really... I was like, you know what? That's real.
And that
now,
is real.
And now, in a way, like I've always found team light skin annoying, but team dark skin. Now I'm gonna be like, I will not be an all lives matter when it comes to this. I get it.
But you know what? You saying that now,
you see it, right?
No, I mean I have seen it. I got it. But you saying that the way that you said it now, that makes sense why Crystal be pretending she's darker than me. Like it's like
darker than you. What?
That's what I'm saying. So by you saying like, you know, team dark skin is empowering the fact that we don't give a fuck. Crystal doesn't give a fuck that people think she light skin, and so her saying team dark skin to me and saying she's darker than me is her trying to empower the fact that she don't give a fuck. So that's what resonated with me. But shout out to Izzy, though. You comment
like
a lot.
I like that.
They did a series of comments on there.
I love Izzy. It's my favorite comments. Like,
what's up,
he
Izzy?
He breaks down each section and really shows that he's, like, really into it. But I love, like I always say, it's the same thing as when Kimmy Too broke down respectability politics. It's like, it's easy to get stuck on your position on a topic, but it's nice when someone's like, okay, mm-hmm. You think this, but let me give you some perspective on why that's not what it is. So thank you, Izzy, for shedding light on the difference between team light skin and team dark skin. I'm curious, those of you listening, if you agree with Dustin, you agree with Izzy, let us know.
I want you to tweet me, Izzy. When you hear this, tweet me and let's talk about it on Twitter. We'll do a Twitter chat.
Right? I think it'd be really cool to see what you guys think. If you guys agree, disagree, is that bullshit?
Okay, so can I wear a team dark skin shirt or is that going backwards at this point? Because if I have one.
That'd be cute. I wonder what company has one. Maybe Own Your Blackness?
Maybe, right? But... maybe.
Uh-oh, we just gave her an idea.
Okay.
But that's the comment that stood out to me. So thank you, Izzy.
I want it all black with white lettering.
I like how you're designing it on it.
I'm just saying.
So this week, Dustin, actually, Sir Dustin, had a topic on his heart that he wanted us to cover. So I'll let him take it away with the introduction.
You're an idiot, Asante, first of all. He's doing a bounce version of the wedding march. He's so of Here Comes the Bride.
You are.
You are so stupid.
You are.
She is. Remember Teresa? She is. She is. When she told Danielle, don't you ever bring up my family.
Speaking of Teresa, is she pregnant again or something?
No, she's just got back from jail.
Right. So that's why. Are they taking turns?
Yeah, he goes next. He goes like soon,
for the sake
too.
Of the children, I think.
This is awful.
I'm so sorry, here's we'll what talk we're talking about.
Actually, it's relevant.
I was
going to
tie it back
because
they're married.
Yes.
Right?
Great opportunity. So here's the tie-in. We don't have to cut any of that. Here's the tie-in. So Teresa and Joe Giudice, right? Or Giudice, depending on which side of the coin you're on as far as the pronunciation. But it's Giudice, easier for me and probably so many other people to just say Giudice, so whatever. So anyway, they were married. She's a Real Housewife of New Jersey on Bravo. They ended up committing, I think it was bank fraud or something like that, and they had to do prison time. She just did about 12 months, and he's got to go for, I think, 42 months or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Damn. And he also he's in danger of being deported, like all
what?
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Damn.
So it's like a really major thing. But they were a marriage that was shown on television, and we've been able to watch them go through like cheating rumors, watch them go through now this court case, and watch the strain and stress put on their family. And I think that today, with the argument of, you know, marriage equality, people that are on the conservative side of the coin, rather, their argument is, well, it takes away from the sanctity of marriage. And in the Bible, it says that marriage is a man and a woman. And people that are on the other side of the coin say, well, what is the sanctity of marriage? You know, what does that mean? And why is that heterosexual? Why is that whatever you deem it? So I just think it begs the question, what is the sanctity of marriage? Does it even exist? Have we witnessed a breakdown of it in entertainment? Have we just witnessed the union itself be altered some way? Like, what's going on with marriage, and what does it mean to you guys? The doors of conversation are open. What's going on?
Woo, marriage.
Yeah.
Well, that should, I feel like the media has definitely played a part in ruining the sanctity of marriage. And I hate to say that because I feel like it could have been on its way on its own. Mm-hmm. But you definitely witness TV. Like, now you have these get married before you meet somebody shows. And it's kind of like, all right, guys, like, this is, I get that you got to do a TV show, but this is too much. So it almost begs the question. It begged the question for me why it was so important to have gay marriage legalized. I used to want it to be, and I'm just like a child living in my own little fantasy world, but I used to want gays to just rally together and just say, we're going to have our own thing, and this is what we're going to call it, and we're going to have, you know, all the laws that we have since y'all don't want to give us the word marriage, just so we could say we're getting this because we actually love each other. There's something to be said about getting married for love versus getting married for all of the other shit. And when you see it done on TV, look at Cardi B. She was going to get married just because she thought it was gangsta. Because, you know, the guy was in jail and it was going to be a whole ordeal. Whereas Papoose and Remy had to do that shit over the phone. And they really loved each other and they just got married.
Yes.
And that was a time, you know, luckily we had a... And it's still fresh, so it was good to just see, you know, black people in love getting married. But you see so much of this shit where these people get married and then all these rumors come out, and then they get unmarried or divorced, and then they get married three times, and then it's like just taking away from the fact that this is supposed to be this commitment for your entire life or whatever. And I've whatevered it so much to the fact where people ask, do you want to get married? And I think to myself, no. Just because marriage is kind of a joke. Like, it's... It is. It's kind of a joke. And I would get married, like, if I felt like there was somebody, and it was like, oh, you know what? This could be nice, but for the most part, I don't think about marriage just because watching it on TV, and mostly TV, because I see the real life weddings happen and they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And not even to say that I watch them and I take anything away from them, because I don't. I enjoy every wedding I go to, and I always wish people the best. But for myself, thinking about my journey with the experiences that hit me or the viewing of other experiences, it doesn't look like it's going to be anything great. It's just something I can do if I want to, and undo if I want to, and I would rather just not do it unless a time comes to where I feel like, damn, this might be it.
Well, I mean, I think marriage has always been a mess. I think, I always think, like, if our grandparents or parents had social media,
right,
I'm sure we would have seen the same subtweets.
It would have been worse back then,
yeah,
probably.
The same crazy Facebook status and, you know, all that. I don't think it would have been very much different, but it's just that everything is right there
the
on our phone
element.
Now. Yeah.
Right.
And also, I think, so that's one thing when people say, like, marriage has changed. I'm like, no, it's just we're more exposed to it through social media. Also, I think social media has definitely not helped in the sense that we're also overstimulated. Like, there's so many good-looking people, so many interesting people. They're all right there within reach. You could just DM. You could just, you know, hit each other up, meet each other. Like, it's just so fast and easy now to get what you want from people. Best and easy. Right. For lack of a better term. But
right. But it's true. That's just how much it sucks.
Yeah, because I know, you know, there have been so many people that you'll see them and then, you know, you'll like press like on their picture. And the next thing you know, there'll be a DM from them. And it's just that easy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's so hard to be in a relationship now because of how many people you have so easily accessible. So I get that. I think that's definitely made things harder, especially for men. Like all the women, like Instagram is a museum at this point, so it gets a little bit tricky.
Yo, that Instagram likes page will really tell you about yourself. Explore that explore page from some mm-hmm. likes you didn't like.
Right. Man. But as far as marriage, like I've said before on the show, I haven't had good role models or good examples of it. Mm-hmm. Everyone in my family has been married. It's been awful. And if they are still married, they're not happily married. They're just married for the sake of being married. I told you guys about my dad, like how he had a double life. He had my mom mm-hmm. and I in the projects, and then he had his white wife, actual wife, with two kids and a house and the dog and the whole American dream in Virginia. So that was my introduction to mm-hmm. marriage. Mm-hmm. So that was a pretty ugly intro to it. And then a lot of other shit later on with marriage and my family, just seeing the breakdown of marriage with my uncles and aunts and cousins and everyone, even right. my friends that have been married, how unhappy and stressed and overwhelmed they are trying to, especially the women, like my women friends that are wives and then have 9-to-5s and then are mothers and just trying to balance all of that and not necessarily having time for themselves anymore. Like their life just isn't about them
right.
anymore. So I don't really see the benefit. So I used to always say I'm not getting married and I still have no interest in it. But I know that a lot of that is shaped because I don't see good examples of it. Right. So I don't see the benefit. I just don't. The people that I see that have stayed together for a long time and are happy is because there's no contract between them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, so I can be honest in saying like mine is based on my environment. My views on it are based on my environment.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm not interested in marriage at all.
Mm. What about you? Are you interested in marriage?
Dustin. No, I'm just playing. But here's the thing. Okay, so first I'll tell you how I feel about the sanctity of marriage, right? Mm-hmm. To me, the sanctity of marriage is just the respect for that commitment between two people. And I think that it has been flushed down the toilet and gone down the tubes.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you how it got messed up. The very first person that talked shit about their ex or the person that they divorced, they fucked up the sanctity of marriage for all of us. And it's because they made whoever they trashed their ex to disrespect their union. And here we are today. That happened, so that person probably was like, well, fuck it, I'm going to talk shit about my husband or wife. You know what I'm saying? They talked to somebody, and it was like a chain reaction, and so everybody lost respect for the union. I'm the type, I roll like this. Like, if I used to date you, and it was known that we dated each other, I'm not going to speak negative about you publicly, period. I'm just not. We could have just had a knockdown, drag out argument. G-code, hello. But you know, if we run into somebody, how you doing? Oh, we good, we happy, he's doing real good. You know, we straight, everything's great. That's what you're gonna get from me. Just because I want my decision making to be, and I guess this is like the man in me or whatever, but I want my yes to mean yes and my no to mean no. I want my word to be respected. And so if I say I'm with you, you know what I'm saying? And we go together, you my bit. I'm just saying. But if I say we in a relationship, I want that to be something that people respect.
Right.
So I'm not going to trash you. And that's what I think happened to the sanctity of marriage. And I think people did it on TV. They did it in music. Like, they just did it. People lost respect for marriage. So it has nothing to do with, like, gay people wanting to be able to get married. You know what I mean? As a lot of those conservative people with those views, that's what they feel like. Oh, it's disrespecting the sanctity of marriage. No. You and being on your fourth marriage, you know what I'm saying, is disrespecting the sanctity of marriage.
Right.
You know, that's what that is. So now, how do I feel about being married itself? I have absolutely no interest in being married because it seems like a very miserable existence.
Oh, shit. Damn.
They argue all the time.
Tell us how you really feel.
They argue all the time, and people have started this thing where it's almost obligatory, like, okay, by this age, I want to be married with kids and all that stuff.
When, yeah, that's for me, so weird
that,
to me.
That's why it seems miserable
you
to me.
You see that
because,
on Twitter a lot,
yeah,
right?
It's like, you see it on Twitter, you see it everywhere. Anywhere that people are allowed to speak, you see it. And so, like, that kind of pressure and that type of forced, you know, engagement, it is the biggest turnoff in all turnoffs for me. You might as well cut my genitalia off of my body.
But the truth is, most people just want a wedding.
Again, turn off.
Right? Like, most people that I know just were excited about the engagement part, like someone popping the question, mm-hmm. the whole, like, ritual of the getting down on the knee, and then you post the picture, mm-hmm. you show everyone you were chosen, then you have the prepping for the wedding, and then mm-hmm. you have the wedding. But I really feel that after the honeymoon, when you guys get home, that's when people are like, oh shit, like, shit just got real.
Like, this is forever.
Like, I'm mad, right? And people don't realize, like, you just signed a contract to another human. Now what? Like,
which is why,
damn, you make that sound so scary.
It's the truth, though.
It is.
Like, for me, so, and here's the plot twist, you know what I'm saying? Which is why, for me, even though I don't want to be married because I feel like marriage is so shitty, you know what I mean? It's such a just a pressure. It's just a fucking pressure cooker. You know what I'm saying? And I'm straight on that. But I believe in love, and I believe that there's somebody out there, you know what I'm saying, that will make me literally want to spend every minute of my life with them forever. And so aww. That will make me marry them, because we'll be marrying each other because we are truly, like, in love, and we want to be with each other forever, because right. that's what marriage is supposed to be. And I believe that that is out there, because I may or may not have already met them, you know what I'm saying? But I've had great loves, so I believe in that. Right. So even though ooh. I don't want to be married, you know, if you mushy. Bad...
He wasn't playing about that plot twist.
No, like, even though I don't want to be married, you know what I'm saying? If you are, you know, if you bad bitch it enough, you know what I'm saying? You make right. it, you know, hey, then you just captivate me, and I want to marry you. Aww. Not to be married, but because I want you.
But what about for, like, when you have kids?
Well, that's, we can stop right there.
Because one thing I do get is when, and my friend pointed that out to me. She was like, I don't want my kid being like, this is my dad's girlfriend. Oh, like, yeah. I wanted to say my mom and dad, like, they're married, you know, like husband yeah. and wife, like with the last names and just that whole side of it, which I think is understandable, but that's not enough that. For me to be like...
I understand that, but yeah. that's exactly what I feel
wanting
needs to
be
changed.
Wanting to be that role model for the kids.
That's what I feel needs to be changed, because why can't you raise a healthy, well-adjusted, smart, you know, advanced, fly child, you know, just because you're not... Your kid can't... Why can't your kid just be that great of a being, you know what I mean, and still be able to say... Oh, that's my mom, that's my dad, that's my mom's boyfriend, or that's my dad's girlfriend, you know, and still be a great, fulfilled, you know, thriving kid. Right. Why do we feel like it's a takeaway from our kids' experience of childhood to not be able to say, my mom and my dad, you know, my parents, we right. live, you know? Mm-hmm. That's where you have to change. So, like, even though you may want that for your kid, if that's not really what you want for yourself, to me, you need to
that
be brave
be
enough
priority.
To just create the life that you want.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
And that's pretty much what I have to think about when I think about if I were ever to get married. Like, it's literally the thought of creating a life for myself, like the life that I want, because it would have to mean that I'm with someone that I want to give everything to. I want to share with. I want to, like, you know, be part of their life, be part of their experience. And when you throw kids in the mix, there aren't any black gay couple role models that I have in my head that I could think of that are just out there, like, doing the shit, like, oh, him and his husband are so cute and they're raising these kids, and just to see those effects. So, like, for me, it would have to be like Obama situation that we're literally just on a journey with together.
What about Wendy Williams and her husband? They have that production company. The show is picked up to like 2020. Like, all that. They're doing great. It's examples out there. So that's what I mean. You have to look. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm kidding.
Do you know, though, like, personally, do you know of successful marriages?
Yes.
Like, really, though?
Define a successful marriage.
Where they've figured out communication. Not that they're in it just to be in it, but you actually see them working through their changes, you know? And I think one of the hardest parts I've heard married people say is that it's hard to, because you're constantly evolving as a person. So how do you stay with someone for so long when both of you are changing all the time?
Yeah, fuck
changing,
that.
Changing, you know, the things that you're into, changing your ideals, your morals, like everything changes the older you get.
Your eye
especially
color.
People, your eye color, your weave. No, yeah. Every, like, since you're, especially the people that get married young.
Right.
I always wonder, like, how? Like, people that get married at, like, 18? I was so different at 18.
My parents have been married since they were 18. They still together today, still ticking.
And they like each other?
On the weekends. You know, they cool or whatever, but I don't, like, you know, everybody, every family has their issues or whatever. And so I had to learn, like, we've talked about on the show before, to look at them as just people, like
right,
a man and a woman.
Right, figuring it out.
And so it makes me look at their union differently. You know right. what I mean? Like, I don't have expectations or whatever. So I can't say that they're a perfect marriage because I know the imperfections that exist in their marriage.
Yeah.
But what would be a perfect marriage? You know what I mean? Like, it's hard
for me
to answer that.
Two people who have evolved to their, like, highest potential together.
Together.
That, to me, is a perfect marriage. That they have completely figured themselves out, but managed to do it without getting in each other's way and with fully supporting each other. I've never seen that.
Only perfect marriage.
I've seen that. I've seen people be stunted by their marriages.
Always.
Emotionally stunted, career.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, embarrassed. We see that on Facebook every day. You see people that
put out.
Are bitter because of their marriage. Put out.
Put out.
Credit all fucked up because of your marriage.
But I just wonder, like, why is people so pressed? Why are people so pressed to get married? Like, do they realize what it even means? And I had an ex who we broke up because I wasn't interested in getting married. He was so into it. Like, he was, like, giving me the timeline and the ultimatum. And I was just like, but why? Like, what? Why?
We're good right now.
Yeah, like, we're so good. And you know what's crazy? The girl that he left me for, they got married. So that made me feel better because I realized it wasn't about me.
Right.
He just wanted to be married. And I'm glad I dodged that bullet. Because I don't want to be someone's concept.
Right.
You know, like, I don't want to be a part of the concept,
like,
you've created
for
you.
Like, yes, you fit
for you.
The mold.
Yeah.
Come, be part
right.
of this.
Because that,
like,
means it had nothing to do with my ass.
Right, right. I'm insignificant.
I was
yeah.
just there at the right time of your life where you felt you were ready. It could have yep. been anyone else. Mm-hmm. I don't want to marry someone that it could have been anyone else.
That's a lot of people's reality, though, because they want it so bad. Because
they're on a timeline.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see. We're just going to see how it goes. Fuck that. Like,
ooh. And you can't marry someone because they're just there when you're ready to feel that way. Like, I want to, if I don't see myself getting married, but the reason I'll say never is because I don't know. I could meet someone that I'm like, yo, you inspire me so much yeah. that yo, I would be down.
Fucking with you, friend. You might someone that really could bring you the sun, moon, and the stars. Okay.
You imagine.
And that'll be the day you get married. You're going to be like, oh, hell no.
Love right. is, you know.
I cannot pass this up. My crystals is vibrating
my
hard
crystals.
Today.
Friend wedding going to have, like, shooting stars and shit in real
I'm
life outside.
You.
It's going to be like a beautiful moon that
chakra
night.
Chakra crowns.
You're
going to
see
God.
All the clouds and shit. This
How
might
cute.
Be a fucking comet or something that night. Like,
okay.
Friends wedding. Like,
everybody
shit.
Rise. Sun salutation.
No, you did it.
As she walks down the aisle.
I'll be looking at you and my eyes gonna be so big. I'm gonna be like, did you see this?
I'm mean, nigga, there's a weed out here too.
No, no, but I don't want to say never, because one thing I've learned about life is that just because you haven't witnessed it doesn't mean it's not possible.
True.
Hey, no.
True, true.
And you could be the one to actually make it possible. So I know myself, I have a lot of power, like, that I can make things happen for myself, even if I don't see the door or the option or the opportunity. So who knows? This might be one of those manifestations. Can I
you,
don't know.
Can you give that word one more time? Because something really crazy resonated with me.
Well, then you give the word.
Right?
Just
tell
now.
Tell us what it made you feel.
Just right now, what you said about, because, you know, I got the ADHD. The part that you said, just because you haven't witnessed it does not mean it's not possible. That made me think of, for years, my mom was not married.
And I love your parents'
story. My mom was
story.
Not, like, she was not married. And
your parents' story is, to me, like,
perfect.
A testament and totally restored my faith.
And years later, like years and years later, they came back together and spent some time together and decided to get married. And they've been together for about 2 years now. Maybe, well, probably longer.
And they're so fun. We went to dinner with Asante's parents, and it was so cute. How old are your parents, if they don't mind me asking?
I'm not sharing that.
Oh, okay, never mind. Their parents are older.
Enough.
And they were so funny and playful and flirty. And she was talking to me. His mom was talking to me about natural hair. And his dad was like, no, you won't. And it was just so funny.
That was so funny.
Yeah,
that was
still had chemistry.
Like that playful chemistry. And I just thought, this is so funny. Like, I don't know.
I know
what
you're talking
about, too. You know what I mean? Like, it was just so cute.
Frank going to tell my mom something about cutting her hair off. And then my dad was like, I ain't.
Yeah, his mom was like asking me questions about natural hair because his mom's hair is perm. Mm-hmm. And I was jokingly, I was like, you should come on to my team. Go natural. And his dad was like, no, the hell she won't.
And then she just sitting there smiling, because you know she had that look on her face like, I could if I wanted to.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she flipped her long hair like, he loves my hair.
My mama's where I get it from, but right. I get it from my dad too.
But you know, but that to me, like seeing that playfulness,
yeah,
regardless of how much time has passed, to me is like, it's possible.
For all that time to have gone by and for everything to be have like forgiven and for them to be working and building, and it's like a completely new stage of their life, but for them to want to have each other in it, you know, it's just like, that's powerful.
To me, that's amazing. And I don't know, those of you listening, if you're married, definitely like leave us comments, because we'd love to know your thoughts and experiences. But I just feel like marriage usually ruins
everything.
The connection, right?
Yeah, everything.
That's all I've ever seen. Marriage ruins it because it changes the expectation.
Then your body be all wore out and shit.
And it doesn't even...
You got to get a revenge body. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. A revenge
It doesn't
body.
Even look fun on TV now. Like, when you watch Basketball Wives and shit. Like, these bitches
they
are...
They don't even be married.
Well, the few that are...
That's the like, first part.
But look, the few that are, with the exception of... Like,
Jennifer Williams, dumbass.
Cuckoo Jackie Christie. Like,
oh,
they're
my God.
Yo, Jackie Christie is nuts.
But isn't her marriage great?
But her marriage, I was about to say, with the exception of Jackie Christie, all the women be up there, they're like, I'm not happy, even though people see the ring and this and that. And it's like, damn, like, you are married and you still decide that you want to come on this TV show and be crazy, or then your marriage be fucked up and you're just not happy. And it's like, what? So is this why you did the show? Because you just weren't happy in your marriage? So you wanted to be on TV? But
she was looking for
it. It just
check.
Doesn't even look good on TV. Like, it yeah. doesn't, like, marriage.
TV does nothing to make me want to be married.
Nothing.
Like, nothing.
Yeah, but they don't do much of anything to make me want to do anything. Yeah. Everything on TV is horrible.
But that's the thing with all the, like, informational and crazy good stuff on TV. Like, oh, you know what? I will say, Chelsea Handler did save the thought of marriage for me when I watched that Netflix thing. I was
I
was watching it and I was like, okay, this does look really, really nice. Like, I could do this one day. But
I mean, it wasn't
enough for me to be like, all right, you know, I need the ring.
Like, right. Like, ideally, the idea of someone like you guys are like navigating life together, you're protecting each other, you have each other's back. This person mm-hmm. knows everything about you and they still love you. That so many aspects of it are really beautiful. But most people just don't have that kind of endurance.
That's why I'd be like that with my sister and my brother, and then just date everybody I want to date. That way I get both.
I mean,
both
that's real.
Like, yeah, you know?
Yep.
Even Einstein, Albert Einstein has a famous quote where he said, marriage is the idea that you're trying to make something permanent out of temporary feelings.
I thought you was going to say make something out of nothing. I was about to fall out on this floor, friend.
No, but he
I
said,
swear to God.
He said it's trying to turn... you know, temporary feelings into something permanent.
Shit to sugar.
And he was just like, it doesn't make sense. And even Albert Einstein,
the nigga that's known for fucking being smart, says that marriages don't make sense.
And the reason that he was...
okay. I'm not sure what he know a lot about, but I think he know a little something about that, okay?
The smartest nigga in the world said, yo, dog, marriage is stupid.
Do
you know
it.
What I'm saying? Like, what? Friend. Case fucking closed. That friend, thank you. Because you just gave me, like, I'm
that
on my, I am going to
knee
leaks the
oh,
next argument about marriage that I have. But that's I'm going to be a heavyweight with that.
Oh, Lord.
Floyd Mayweather to the bullshit.
You didn't give him the ammo.
Albert Einstein said it's dumb. Now what the fuck you got to say?
I can't wait. Okay,
wait. Albert Einstein don't trust him.
But I'm a Albert Einstein don't trust him. I hate you.
Shout out to Katie Got Bands. There's a hilarious gift going around of Katie Got Bands in this video with the rapper Katie Got Bands, and she's wielding a gun. You know,
guys,
and
so people have I've attached it to.
They've attached it to the "If Young Metro Don't Trust You" ellipses, you know, tweet, and it's really hilarious. So I just mimicked the gesturing that she was doing to Asante, and now he's in stitches.
So, the final takeaway, Dustin.
The final takeaway is this: marriage is fucked up, and it's everybody's fault but mine. However, I am open to marrying the true love of my life.
Oh, Asante.
You know what? I was about to be real fake because I used to say. That would have been funnier. I would get married if I went to Las Vegas. Like, just,
really?
Yeah, like if I was like fucked up and had a crazy ass weekend and like somebody was like, yo, did you know you got married in Vegas? I'd be like, yes.
I almost did this weekend.
Did you?
Actually.
Like,
damn.
But like, that's how much more, like,
that's what we'll talk about on the way home.
Actually, wait, before we move on, I have a question. This is like a pre-icebreaker.
What's happening?
Let's just be hopeless romantics right now for a second.
Ooh, let's just make this the icebreaker.
Let's just pretend.
Oh, this is about to be good. Let's just make this
How would our weddings be?
Oh, no.
What would your dream wedding look like?
I can tell you. I'll go first.
Tell me the colors.
I'll go first.
The location.
I'm not good at this, but go on.
Okay. This is fun, so I don't give a fuck.
Asante done tuned out.
No, I have not. No, go ahead.
This is really fun, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't care. So me and whoever I married, we would exchange vows privately. It would just be me and them. You know what I'm saying?
I love people who do that. To me, that means it's real.
Yeah, like it would just be me and them. That's it. And if you have to have a witness, like it would be my brother or my sister or whatever. Mm,
so yeah, because they would kill you if they weren't invited.
Yeah. So then, that's it. So then after that, I would have like a party, a reception, and this is exactly how we want the whole room to look, right? You know how they cut, and then we gonna have a budget, so you know how that's the only way I marry you. I mean, anyway, shit, Metro gotta trust you. We gotta be able to have a budget. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So anyway, but you know how they can cover the walls in fabric, mm-hmm. right?
Oh.
I want the whole room covered in like heavy black fabric, so it could be like a black silk, maybe like we could even do like a black velvet, like whatever, but something rich.
The kind that like drapes and kind of like puffs out a little. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cover all the walls in black. Mm-hmm. I want multiple layers of sheer black table linens, right? So like, you know how the tables are round with the chairs around
them?
I want like black like tablecloths, but like then I want like a whole bunch of sheer ones with different black on black prints like on top. And then I want like blood red topiaries, right? You know, those flower balls and shit.
Oh, cute.
I want blood red ones like 4 feet high on every table, right? So the whole room is black, but then you have these blood red roses like standing up in the air, right?
That's then, so like theatrical.
Yeah, that's what I want. So let's move to the front, right? So the front of the room is like made like stair steps, like long stair steps. And that's where like me and essentially whoever would have been in the bridal party will be seated. Mm. We'll be up there. Myself and whoever I marry will be in the center. And then around us, you know what I'm saying? At little smaller round tables, but staggered like stair steps, mm-hmm. will be whoever would have composed or compiled the bridal party, my best friends, you know what I'm saying? The crew. We'll all be up there. Everybody's wearing all black. The dress code is all black.
That's so cool.
Me and whoever I marry, we're wearing all white. And so, like, we'll be the only thing in all white in the room. Everybody, all the guests were all black, and that's what my party would look like. And we wouldn't have, it would be really chic, like, all the food would be, like, plated and presented really beautifully. There's a restaurant in L.A. where the presentation of the food is what's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So when you order, like, popcorn shrimp, it comes in, like, a big popcorn machine, vintage popcorn machine, and that's what you eat it out of. The lobster mac and cheese comes on a huge mouse trap, like wooden with a big metal thing. Like the presentation is what's dope. So I would want to mimic that at my wedding event thing. Like the food would be done like that.
I love it. Okay, wait. What's the proposal like?
How would I?
What's your dream proposal? Like, where would it be? How, like, the dream that you'd be like, you guys, this was the best proposal for me.
okay, so what would my dream proposal be, right? Like, mm-hmm. okay, so, you know, I'm all about, like, the magical moments, right? And I've had, like, a lot of those in my life. And so, like, one time I was on a date with somebody and it was really random, like, we had called, you know, to get this, like, a limo, right? And so we just wanted to, like, ride around New York, like, in this limo for, like, hours. And basically we were in the limo with everything we needed to have a good time. And for hours, we literally, like, just toured the city, drove all through, like, all the boroughs, drove out to Long Island, like, just drove around in this limo. And it would have to be, like, on some magical shit like that. Like, we lay it out in the limo, like, the roof open and shit looking up, and we just be like, yo, let's get married. I love you. I want to be with you, like, forever. I want every night to be like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I would propose to somebody. I wouldn't, like, get down on one knee. I would just make sure that we were having the best time ever and then look them dead in their face and be like, I want to marry you because I always want to feel just like this. You want to marry me? That's like, that's what I would do and pull out a badass ring. Boom. And if they asked me, that's how they would have to ask me because I'm open to that too. You know what I'm saying?
So like, whoever's listening,
but you
got to
be like some dope shit, you know?
Do you have the ring? The
I was about
styles?
To say,
I know what exactly like? What I would want.
I know what I want what too.
Does it look like? I know exactly I know. What I would want my ring to look like. Like, exactly.
You got to say it so that they can take notes.
So, I want a band, of course. And I want, like, the top half of my band all the way around to be thick, solid metal. So, like, let's say platinum, which is probably what I would get. So, mm-hmm. like, platinum, a platinum wide band. Underneath that, I want, like, channel set princess cut diamonds, so, like, the square joints
mm-hmm.
all the way around the bottom half. So however big those diamonds are at the bottom, I want the top half because I want it to look like there's not an edge on the bottom of the diamonds. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I wanted it to look raw on the diamond side and then finished on the top all the way around, too. I want the back to sparkle, too.
He said,
that's what I want. Wouldn't that be out cold?
That
like,
is nice, though.
Yeah.
Damn.
I like, for
it's
being...
It's masculine, right?
For being anti-marriage, we sure do have details.
Okay, like, that was Beyonce right there.
If you're going to do like, it, you know
marriage,
what I'm saying?
But
like,
I want a princess cut.
Shit.
Yeah.
We're such little mushes underneath
Beyonce
now.
Ass wedding. I'm going to have my Rihanna anti-tour ass wedding over here. Like, I don't even know what to say.
What's
shit.
What's yours?
I'm going to... Well, whoever I decide to marry is going to be in charge of the bulk of the wedding shit.
Oh,
because
gosh.
That shit... Y'all know that I do not like to plan. Like, I just like to just show up to some shit, do some shit, and have a bomb-ass time. Like, that's my MO. Like,
tell us the proposal first.
That's what I want to hear from you.
You want to hear how I want to be proposed to?
Mm-hmm. Or how you would propose to somebody.
Tell us the proposal first, what the ring looks like, and then the wedding.
Fran is such a girl. Pause for the car. We've never had conversations
ever,
like this
ever.
Aside,
so
like,
here
in
like,
life.
God,
Fran is like, okay, so listen, you guys.
And so this is like the friend zone for real, because we really about to right. do some bullshit. Okay, this is the icebreaker, because I'm like, God damn.
Yo.
I don't know how. Okay, so the way that I would like to be proposed to, like, hopefully we have whoever it is, like, I've already discussed at some point, like, yeah, you know, I would want to marry somebody like you or something like that. And that way, whenever the proposal comes up, hopefully it would be like a really bomb ass moment, like a milestone, not a birthday or anything like that. But I just always feel really good after some sort of milestone. And it could be anything small, like, last week was my birthday, so I was on such a high for my birthday that I want to take that energy and put in like to everything that I had. So when you just have some bomb ass energy or something, and if it's like, it might be a birthday shit, it might be your birthday, and you might be like, damn, like I want to get like I want to, like this is the one or something. If you just feel it and we have that energy together, because whoever I'm with, they're gonna know like what that energy feels like, and if they pick that moment, or if I pick that moment, because that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be like, look. This was a bomb-ass time. We've had great week, great energy, great life, and we should just do this shit together. Like, let's just go on ahead and jump off Niagara Falls together. So that's what I would want. I would want it to be a really just, like, bomb moment where it's that exchange of energy, that exchange of...
Where like, would you want to be at?
Ideally, it would be somewhere nice in the middle of the water or in the air, maybe.
In the air, like on a flight?
I've always not on a flight. I've always
or like
wanted
a
to do
balloon?
Like I've always wanted to do hot air balloon.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
I've always wanted to do hot air balloon, and I was watching that episode of I Love New York where they had to do the hot air balloon. It was like Miami Chance and them, and it was being really
on
ghetto.
A hot air balloon.
Yes. Oh, so God. I said to myself after rewatching that, I was like, if these niggas could be on this hot air balloon, like I would love to just be up somewhere taking it all in, like looking over the world. And if you declare some shit to me,
above the earth, like, you know, we close to heaven. Like, we're that, this is a God dream. Like, that's the perfect time to propose.
This is
someone.
A God dream.
Yes. So I would want you to propose to me, or
that's
I would propose to them.
Cute.
And then my ring, my band would definitely be like a black and platinum combination, frosted. Like, I like that matte. That mm-hmm, matte black, mm-hmm. I love that situation. As far as diamonds and jewelry goes, I'm not really big. So, you know, if you're my person, you would know where to put the diamonds. But, you know, just something real simple and classic like that. As for the wedding, I do have strict musical people that
oh,
I need.
Oh, gosh.
You know the music.
Oh, God. Leave it to Asante to go straight for the playlist.
That's, mm-hmm. that's going to depend on who I marry and at what phase we're in of my life, though. But I definitely would love for... India Sean.
Yes.
Yay,
my God.
Boo.
Oh, my God. If she did Neither Do We, I would cry so hard.
I want her and James Fotler to sing Mermaid.
I would love to, you know, I would love to book a whole thing with James Fauntleroy, who has Cocaine 80s, along with, was it No ID or whoever,
mm-hmm.
Common. And John Legend, because, you know, John Legend is going to be singing at the wedding anyway, just because he comes with the package. But, like, you know, John Legend then coming to do, like, a spoken word piece or something just to say how beautiful the shit is. And then they just break out in the band. And then Indy and her girls and Desi and them.
If they were to,
like, Fran, Dustin, you have to see Fran with all these other people. I've only seen her with India, but I feel like if I got all these different women in the same room to sing... anything.
I told Indy and Desi that if I did an album, it would be with them.
And if y'all did,
like, India Sean,
my dream
are you listening?
Team, she knows my dream team is India Sean, Desi Page, and James Fauntleroy. Like, if I can get the three of them to work with me, it'd be a wrap.
And that would honestly be, well, that's probably going to happen. And y'all are going to be at my wedding singing. So there's the music there.
Hey,
I just got excited.
And honestly, for those of y'all that are still harassing Fran about singing,
hey, she ain't gonna do it, dog. First
I have
of
decided.
All.
I have decided. Do not ask Fran about singing, only because it will be the greatest surprise of your life the day that it happens, if it happens. So I'm gonna just put that in my back pocket so I can appreciate it most when it does happen. Because moments like that, when you don't have to beg for something and then it just comes up on you. Because I hate to take it back, but last week was my birthday. And these niggas did a surprise birthday party
yes,
for me.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We got your ass.
That has never happened. Like,
it
you know,
was so cute.
I don't think
you
I've
so
ever
shocked.
Been surprised because I was honestly, Dustin, we and Fran, we get in the lift, we leave the studio, and I'm like, where are we going? And I'm like, oh, I know this area. And right before we walk into this place, I'm talking to some lady outside because I'm drunk from the studio and high and shit. And then I literally said to Fran, I was like, what if this was like a surprise party or some shit? And then it was like Alice in Wonderland, like she turned into the door, and then all y'all, everybody was like, surprise, and threw that shit up. So, like, if you put me in a situation like that, like where it's just about to be like the doors open for like it was
best
like affirmation.
Night ever.
That's what it felt like. It was like the end of a very long day, and I wasn't like annoyed or had a bad day or anything. But if you just can end some shit and then your energy just gets raised all over again, like it's meant to be. And I feel like when you propose to someone or you're in a situation like that,
it should be that high.
It should be that high.
You know who had the best proposal?
Who?
Ever? Cheska Lee.
Yes.
Did she? How, tell me. I would
Cheska
love to know.
Cheska had a meet and greet in Paris.
Shout out to Cheska Lee.
By the Eiffel Tower.
And her husband.
No. It was her meet and greet.
No, I'm just saying shout out to her.
Oh,
husband,
I thought you
ahead.
Meant it was their meet and greet.
No,
I'm like,
no.
It
go
was
ahead,
her.
Go ahead.
So she's mm-hmm. at the Eiffel Tower because that's like where they were meeting up. So, like, everyone's showing up and she's sitting there, like, gathering everyone. And, you know, they're getting ready to have the event. And then all of a sudden she turns around and her husband walks up to her. And she's like,
what are
the
you
fuck
doing
are
in
you
Paris?
Doing in Paris? And he's like, and he gets down on one knee.
Oh, man. Yeah. He did
right
that
there.
Shit, man.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Like, when she told me that, I was like, are you kidding? That couldn't have been played out any better.
That is,
and they got and he proposed in the Eiffel Tower. Isn't that amazing?
That's a God dream.
He killed that. So shout out to Patrick.
Shout out to Patrick.
I love him for loving my friends so much.
And he's really cool too.
You just took me back.
All right.
Man, that was beautiful.
That was, and her ring is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's like the antique round one. Actually, her ring, because I used to always like the princess cut, just mm-hmm. really simple, like just the band and mm-hmm. the princess cut down, really plain, because you guys know me, I'm like a minimalist. But her ring actually totally changed that for me.
After did it,
I
friend?
Saw, yes.
You said.
Listen, when I saw her ring, I was like, oh shit, the little, like, I don't know what the name is. Mm-hmm. If you guys know, you can leave it in the comments, but it's like the antique. It almost looks like a vintage ring, and it's round.
It sounds really, like, romantic.
We should go ring shopping just because.
It's
like, I just want to look, because I don't know none of this shit.
The names and shit. Like, her ring changed my mind.
Speaking of rings, shout out to Monica, who is going to be the song of the week this week, but I also just saw her in Vegas, and her wedding ring underneath them lights in that club.
Did you see Mariah's wedding ring?
It looks like Arkansas, the state of Arkansas. It's fucking huge.
Oh, and you know, one more story before I go into my part. This guy emailed me one day and was like, I'm proposing to my girlfriend. She's your biggest fan. I want to know if you would collaborate with me on my proposal.
Wow.
So I was like, well, what would I do? You know, and he was like, I want you to make a fake YouTube video.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send her the link and you're going to just start talking like if it's just a regular, hey, beautiful ones, it's Francesca, you know, and do get into like your DIY. He was like, but then I want you to like randomly pause and then just be like, actually, you know, a good friend of mine, and say his name. Yeah, say his name, and then be like, he had me do this video for a very special reason. And then I was like, you know, take it away, Brandon. And then he, like, because he said what they would do is they go on walks at every weekend where they talk about their week. Isn't that cute? And he said she usually will fill him in on the friend zone or YouTube. And usually he was like, every time we walk, she always brings you up, whether it's a quote, a book, anything. Like, she's just always talking about you. So I feel like you're a big part of her growth. And I think it'd be fun for me to show that I'm so attentive to detail with what matters to her. So he was like, so if you could do that for me. So I totally filmed it, shot the video.
So nice.
Yeah, and then I sent it to him, and he hit me back and said that she just broke down in the middle of the street. Like, she couldn't believe that he did that.
That's so
that
nice.
Is the dopest
so nice.
Story
so cute.
Ever, friend.
Oh, my God. And he said, he was like, did you see that Fran put a new video out today? She was like, what? Because everyone that follows me knows I upload, like, once every 3 months. So it was the fake link I sent him, you know, and he said they pulled it out on their phone, started watching it while they were walking, and that's when she was like, oh my God, I didn't know this came out. And then I was like, take it away, Brandon.
That's, see,
like,
oh that's my God, perfect. Friend. He figured out how to take a high, because she was already like, oh my God, I get to watch Fran. We're about
right.
to watch Fran.
And then it was
higher.
All about her.
And see,
I thought that was yes. so freaking cute. And I was so honored that he felt I was worthy of being a part of their moment. Because that's
is,
so
yes.
serious.
Like,
so that was beautiful. Some of you just have the coolest boyfriends.
Yeah.
You know, like, I thought that was awesome.
To be considered on that level. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, for somebody to consider you that much, that is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And that he was so attentive to detail. You know, like, he hit me up. He was so, it was just perfect. So shout out to dope boyfriends
them.
Out
I love
there,
stuff like
right?
that.
Good for them.
Remember at the Reed Live when they proposed?
Got, that's so true.
Man,
right.
shout out to them.
Well, for me, I told yeah. you I'm totally stealing Cheska Lee's ring idea. Hey, Cheska.
Okay, wait, but just you, make boo. Sure, just make sure you tell me what your dress is going to look like. That I want to know.
My dress, you know me, I'm so simple. It would just probably just be like a really thin,
no,
like
a sheath is what I was thinking.
Yeah, like
with thin straps,
thin.
Yeah, ivory.
We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it.
It'll be thin, we're something gonna, that shows my shape.
All of your
like
friends are gonna collaborate with you on your dress.
Of course, I'd have a beach wedding. Y'all know that already.
Bomb,
I figured,
barefoot.
I figured
crystal
I figured,
clear waters. Right, my hair's gonna be huge.
Yeah,
a wide cuff.
I'm attracting my hair.
Oh,
or
not,
or maybe
it.
Just thin, simple, like minimalist jewelry.
Right,
friend. Oh, that would be so.
And
you know, I'm all
my,
about sexy. That would be sexy, friend.
My ideal would be. Mm-hmm. So, if you're listening, take notes. My idea would be for you to take me on a trip, because everyone knows I love to travel.
Right.
Yeah.
And it could be to an island, ideally. And me, and for you to have everything already planned. So, the proposal and the wedding are going to happen in the same weekend.
Love it.
Where it's like, here's the ring, marry me, because you know I'm going to say yes. And then all of a sudden you have the dress for me already. You had, and then I literally just walk out. You're like, put this on. Mm-hmm. And then the wedding is prepared.
Before you change your mind.
Before I change my mind.
Yep.
Don't you think that'd be dope?
I love it.
All
yeah,
in
I love
one.
It.
Just a one-stop
now,
wedding.
See, I like that.
And it's just like, because you're just so consumed by all of it. It's so fast. There's no months of planning, a bunch of money.
Yep.
You know, and it's just like, you mean this much to me that I'm ready to do this now.
Yeah,
and I even bought
that.
You the dress and we're ready. Like, let's go. The guy's waiting out at the beach and just a beautiful beach wedding and then a reception under the moonlight.
Oh, friend.
With like reggae music and everybody just drinking and eating and just having an amazing night just with the stars and the palm trees and just being like, yo, life is fucking good.
Damn,
man.
Can you plan my wedding?
We could dance to Pull Up to the Bumper.
Oh, okay.
Pull Up to the Bumper, baby. Get along like the rising.
Oh my God, Patrick. Mm-hmm. So that's my dream situation. Oh, we got mushy.
We did.
This
fuck
was,
that.
This
so
was a mushy.
Disclaimer. Nothing we said here today counts moving forward.
But my wedding's still going to be ghetto. Like, you know, definitely going to have weed treats there.
Weed treats, edibles. Mm-hmm. So everybody be passed mm-hmm. out an hour in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know I'm going to be.
Oh, I love it. Those of you listening, you know I'm going to tell you, leave with your dream wedding.
I'm RSVPing right now, Sante. I'm
already.
Count me in.
Look, you
yeah,
gonna,
hey.
You know there's going to be a basket in
okay,
the back.
Okay, okay. Listen. My, you know, hey, hey.
So we hope you guys enjoyed this week's hot button issue. Ooh. And wedding.
And icebreaker.
You know what? I'll be a team player this month, this time.
Mm-hmm.
For the ladies out there listening, if you are familiar with men's rings, go ahead and send me some styles. I'm going to just look just to look,
oh,
okay?
Yeah, looking just, go ahead just send, to look, know, eh?
Because, you know, I don't really look anyway, but I feel like I'm moving into a different tax bracket. So I just need to go ahead and be ring shopping anyway just because.
I hear that.
Because y'all remember I told you I'm going to be rich in 2016. Don't forget that I said that, okay? Coming up on one of my last bills.
Have I just know I want something really, like, modern and really, like, masculine for my ring.
Right.
And so I feel like the simplicity of like a wide, flat, like.
I home. Love the wide. When I see men with the wide bands, that's
yeah.
so fly to me.
So imagine on the other, on the bottom half of it, which would be the top because I would wear it like this. And so, but on the top half, it's like diamonds with a free edge on the, it's not like metal on the other side of the diamonds. It's like they're
right.
raw on that side all the way around.
I've never seen that, so that'd
me
be
either.
Cool.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
We're going to see Mr. Jula.
It was the Jula. So let's move on to this week's wellness segment. So I'm really excited about the books. You guys went and ran and got them, sent us all those pictures.
They sure did.
A lot of you ordered it through Audible, which was awesome. So I'm glad that you guys connected to it. This week, I wanted to talk to you about something that everyone has on their phones, apps. Everyone needs apps that are helpful. Sante with his Apple Watch.
Okay.
It is so cute, too.
It's okay. Shout out to Kid Fury. Thanks for me.
So I wanted to share some apps with you guys that I felt were useful. I am trying so hard to challenge myself and give you guys options that are free because I know that these wellness segments take you guys buying stuff, but I don't want you to think that being healthy or well means being broke because of it. So I'm going to try to challenge myself. And for the next couple weeks, I'm going to try my best to give you free wellness tips. So I wanted to get into these apps. So the first one that I wanted to talk about was the Sleep Cycle app, which I have you seen it?
Yeah.
It is such a cool app. What it does is that it monitors your sleep and it creates a chart that you can start comparing the different days of the week and it basically like shows the dips, like whether you were sleeping lightly. Oh shoot, you have it. That's crazy. And it shows you. Asante just pulled it up on his phone.
My total 2 hours and 28 minutes of sleep.
That's what I was just gonna say. I'm sorry, go ahead, friend. But I'm scared to even know what my results would be.
Cause it'd probably be horrible, you think?
And I feel like it would make me face some shit that I'm like, I only think about before I go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
No, but it's really dope because what it does is you turn on your microphone and you put your phone on your night table and it basically monitors through your breathing and your movements. What parts, like let's say you only slept for 5 hours. So the chart will show in those 5 hours, how many of those minutes were deep sleep, mm-hmm. how many of those minutes were light sleep. And it's cool because especially for those of you who bought like the passion flower or, you know, let's just be real, people that smoke weed to go to sleep, mm-hmm. you can experiment and see what in your life can actually contribute to you having deep sleep for more hours. Mm. So I think it's a cool experiment. It's cool to see the chart differences. For me, I'm a really light sleeper. Like, I have to be in complete darkness, complete silence. Anything wakes me up. You could just walk past my bed and I'll be up.
Like, that's
one of those people, which is kind of frustrating, though, because living in Harlem and New York, barks, a car passes. I'm literally always waking up. So it was cool to see my chart. I am a really light sleeper. There were barely any deep dips, like you know, going into deep sleep. But it was some parts where I did sleep deep. But look what I did. I did a social experiment. I drank the passion flower and then looked at my chart. And literally the dip was low on like, I'd say 95% of my sleep, which really showed that it can actually help you get really deep, good, healthy sleep. Mm. So it's just a cool app to have. That's called Sleep Cycle. And that can help you guys monitor different ways to get way better quality sleep, because we know that that helps with your day-to-day, you know, just being more attentive to the shit that you have to do on your to-do list.
Yeah. I bet you if you go to sleep with, like, the TV on, and you watch like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, your shit will be all fucked up. Like, like if the microphone was listening to that shit.
And you know what's funny? I do think about that app, like when I have it, because now I do it on my watch, but my phone just used to have it on the bed, like up, and thinking like, this can't be accurate. Because you know, the guys outside arguing all night, but then I was...
Oh my God, all the sounds are recorded.
But it actually even tells you like your best sleep, like the time that you had your best sleep
and
everything.
Your best sleep, yeah.
So like normally when I think, oh, they was arguing, it's like, oh, I got my best sleep through them hours. I guess, you know, it didn't pick that up in the app.
But I think, and it's a free app, so that's the best part of it. Yeah, you don't have to pay for it. And it's just, and like I said, it shows you the charts and you can compare it and then kind of see, okay, this is what I did to help me get better sleep, and then try to do more of that. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out. Then I wanted to tell you guys about the Recolor app, which is, we had our coloring book wellness segment, but they have it on mobile. So let's say you're on the train. I know most people don't want to whip out a coloring book with markers on the train ride home. Maybe you feel more comfortable even at work. You know, some people don't like coloring books.
Right.
They have the Recolor app, which is basically a mobile coloring book, and you can use your fingers. They have like all these, they have like hundreds and hundreds of different work, they have different art pieces, that's what the word is, to use, as you can choose from flowers, scenic, you know, like landscapes and animals. No,
no,
not
I'm just urban things.
Urban things. No, okay. They don't have the biggie Coogi sweater that Dustin's looking for.
Yeah, the A hat.
But definitely check the Recolor app. I think it's really relaxing. I was trying it on the train, and it's cool because you can use your finger to trace and color in the different parts, and it's just kind of a way to kind of get lost in the moment. Maybe you have a lot going on and you need those couple minutes to just think about something else for a while, and it's just fun.
I'm about to get that shit right now.
Yeah, it's a really cute app to kind of help you get distracted, especially for those of us in New York. You know how needing your headphones to tune out is a very important part of commuting when you live in a big city.
So, we don't want no devils in this house, God. We want the Lord.
That just made me think of the little girl that opens Kanye's album.
Yeah. Yes, God. We don't want no devils in this house, God. We want the Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh, my God. So definitely check out the Recolor app. That's a good option for those of you who want to take coloring on the go. The other one that... So that's... So we did Sleep Cycle to help you with your sleep, Recolor to help you with relaxation, and then there's the Swerkit app, which I've mentioned before.
I used to have Swerkit.
This is your fitness app, and the reason I love this app is because it's customized. Now, a lot of us don't have a lot of time to be working out. People don't even have time to go to the gym. Let's say you only have 10 minutes, and you want to work your abs.
I know what I would do. And leave it in. Go ahead.
Okay. So so with the Swerkit app.
Okay, okay. What's on the app, friend?
So you want to I forgot.
I forgot for you. So I'm sorry.
So on the Swerk It app, friend.
So on the Swerk It app, let's say you have 10 minutes and you want to do arms. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this.
10 minutes and you want to do arms. What does it tell you to do? Because I know if I wrote for the app, if I was the web, if I did the coding.
Total homie scene.
Go ahead. Okay.
Dusty
right hand high
app.
For you. Go ahead. Go ahead, friend.
Oh, God. So let's say you only have 10 minutes. I'm like afraid to pick another I body know. Part. Dustin just He's fell out of his chair. Okay, let's say you Ooh, have a couple of minutes, right? And based on how much time you have, I was saying on your hands, that wasn't gonna help either. Based on what time you have and what body part you want to work out, it will customize it based on what info you compute. So you can have 5 minutes for legs, 10 minutes for abs. Regardless, it will create a full, intense, totally awesome workout. My brain is just like,
I'm sorry. No, I'm about to get the app right now, though, seriously, because I need that.
No, it's really
it's
helpful.
It has the videos, too. So.
Yes, and it has the demos in case you don't know the proper form to
How
keep
you
your body
it,
healthy.
Friend?
Swerk It. Swerkit.
Okay.
And the reason I love it is because it really, really works. Mm-hmm. And the way that it's structured, it's almost as if you were in a small room. So let's say you're in your office. You know, it's not going to have you jumping around doing a million different things. So if you're in your college dorm, inside of your office, wherever, it works in tight spaces too. So I'm really... oh, crap. This is like the worst wellness segment ever.
I am so sorry.
So that's,
I just be trying to think about everybody, you know, the people. I've bought into this wellness thing, so
right.
I think about what makes me feel better, and I just be trying to share it. You know?
So that's your fitness app that I definitely want you guys to check out, and that one is free as well. The fourth one that I wanted to mention, because now we have food. Food is an important part of your wellness. So I want you guys to check out the Fooducate app. Fooducate. What does this app do? When you go to the supermarket, you press the app open and swipe it on the code, the barcode of whatever it is you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
And it will break down whether it's non-GMO, if it's genetically modified.
What?
It will break down the calorie, nutritional info. It will tell you whether it's vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free. Basically breaks down the nutritional facts, especially for people that aren't sure what things mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's almost like a food guide for dummies.
Mm-hmm.
You know how those books like break down things mm-hmm, in ways right. that you can relate to and understand? That's what the Fooducate app does.
That's hot. So
and
it's like
incredible because it has everything. Like no matter what you swipe on the barcode, it will pull up the information. I'm like, who made this app?
And it shows you everything. Like if you're trying to change your diet and you want to make sure that
it will tell you
it has no
don't
artificial
eat this.
Ingredients.
Right, you see my shirt.
I do see your shirt. I want
your shirt is so cute.
Thank you. I love the shirt. I'll have to put it on Snapchat for you guys later.
And it says facts.
Okay.
That's the getcha gotcha.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So I definitely want you guys that are still trying to understand, you know, how to shop in a way that will contribute to your health.
Me.
Right.
Putting cheese on every goddamn thing.
Right. It will let you know even calories. I know a lot of people count calories for weight loss. Whatever it is you do, this app is so important. It's really user friendly, like it's not complicated. The interface is nice, so it's a really great app. Mm. I haven't seen how much if it costs anything now because it might have blown up since I've had it. But when I got it, it was
I
free.
I just got it. It's free. Oh no, oh. Fooducate. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about Swerk.
Oh no, Swerk Fooducate, was free.
Yeah.
So Fooducate, last I checked, should definitely be free. So check that out. That's a really great app. And so that's four, right? Then the fifth one I wanted you guys to check out was for meditation, and it's called Headspace.
Mm.
And I love it because it's almost like the meditation version of Swerk It. You could have 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever your schedule allows for. And you put in what the time is. And then you decide, do you want a guided meditation with one of their meditation guide, meditation guides, hello, speaking you through it. Like, maybe you need some words of affirmation. Maybe you've been getting beat up at work emotionally. Maybe you've been hearing a lot of shit from people around you being mean, especially on the internet. We know how that goes. People being really negative and sending you destructive energy that's kind of pulling away from you feeling like, you know, being in a space of like harmony and calm. So you can just kind of put your headphones in, press, you know, let's say I want 20 minutes of a guided meditation, and it just fills you with like the most awesome, calming, like really supportive and just high vibrational words. And I think that's such a great app. It's free also. They also have a subscription option so that you can have way more access to, like, you know, obviously they have to make money.
Right.
So it's free if you want to use like a certain amount of meditations that they have. And then if you want to subscribe, they have that option too. They have different packages, of course. And then you'll have access to tons of different meditations and guides. So it's really customizable based on what you need. Maybe you just need sounds,
right,
you know, and just like a calming tone with no words. Because some people, I'm someone that doesn't really do guided. I kind of need the silence.
Yeah.
Maybe like a nice tone or even like natural sounds, like a brook with water. You know what I mean? Like things like that, or birds chirping or waves crashing. Like they just have different options based on what's going to bring you the most calm. And I just imagine like, imagine using that on the train, you know, like in the morning, like as a way to tap out from all the craziness, especially if you're tomorrow. A commuter.
I literally just downloaded it because I'm going to use it.
Right. So Headspace, that's a really great app. So I gave you fitness with Swerkit. I gave you meditation with Headspace. I gave you nutrition with Fujike. I gave you, what was it?
Recolor.
So that's more calm. And then what was the fifth one?
Headspace.
No, we said already.
It was Recolor, Swerkit, Fujike, Headspace, and the one, Fujike is the one I'm thinking
this
about.
This is how you know we're old.
Right.
I'm not old, I'm high.
Right.
Well, I'm not even remembering what the fifth one was.
Fujike is free, by the way.
It's free?
Yep.
Oh, yay, awesome. So those are the five apps that I wanted to bring to you guys. I think they're really helpful. Like I said, I'm going to challenge myself for the next couple of weeks to continue to bring you free wellness information. So that was this
you're the
week's
plug, friend.
Wellness. I try.
And I'll never run off on you twice. But you are the plug, for real. Like, you, this is a great wellness segment.
You liked
it? I literally just downloaded three of those apps.
Yeah, I'm
based
so
on
happy.
What you said. Like, that
oh,
was bomb.
Oh, it was the sleep cycle. That was the first
yeah,
one.
The sleep cycle.
Yes.
Damn.
So that's
Nightmare on Elm Street for me.
Ooh, and Headspace, it goes with my Apple Watch, too.
Oh, yeah. So those are five apps that I really feel will help you develop, like, a nice little ritual, you know. You have like, they all attack different parts of holistic living.
Yeah,
like it covers all bases, which I made sure to do by giving you those five well-rounded apps. So check them out. If you already use them, definitely leave us your comments and feedback. Let me know, do you hate it, do you love it? And if you do download it, I hope it's helpful. And let's continue being awesome. So we already did the icebreaker.
We did. We're working it out this week. We're working out the mind, the body, the soul.
Right. So now we can go into asking for a friend. What do you have for us, Asante?
Well, this week I have for you, as I do every week, the email for this show that you can send in all of your lovely comments, questions, and concerns into, which is thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com.
Also booking inquiries.
Oh, yeah, that too. We only have time for one today.
Do we?
Yeah,
that's
look
it.
How far we are.
Oh, yeah. I don't want Tax to fight me tonight. All right. So we have a couple of good ones. I actually want Dustin to pick out which one he wants because I know he really wanted one. So, like, do you remember?
Oh, shit.
I let Dustin pick them out because I know y'all like when he picks them out.
It was a good one that we had for you.
For you.
For you.
For you.
We're singing so I can buy some time.
Hey, we sing
it
so he can buy some time.
Like this. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
You
bought it so you can return the rhymes. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so bust this. Here go the letter this week. Once again, the email is thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. Send it in. Here we go.
Boom.
So this email is titled, I Love Him, But This Rent. Okay. Hey, guys. First things first, I really enjoy the show. Listening to you three over the past few months has helped me so much in my relationship. I've learned how to love beyond the physical and tend to my partner, which is exactly why I'm writing in today. I love my boyfriend to death.
Okay, hold up.
No, I'm just playing. I love my boyfriend to death. We met 6 years ago via Twitter. It started off as a business opportunity. Wow. We became great friends, and over the years, we grew close. This man is truly my best friend. I can't imagine life without him. Mm. We decided last July to move in together, and since then, we've been through a lot. He's amazing, but he's not perfect. I've dealt with his indecisiveness, and he's had to suffer with me internalizing my anger instead of talking things out. Since we decided to really put the work in, things have been great. And with me practicing my bae is my business 2016, life has really been lit.
Come on.
I don't gossip about my partner with my girlfriends. One more time for the ones in the cheap seats. I don't gossip about my partner with my girlfriends. Preach. And this forces me to have those hard talks. There's one talk, however,
well
that
said.
I can't seem
that's mm-hmm. it.
That was a word.
I like that. Yes.
There's one talk, however, that I can't seem to have, and it's stressing me out. We live in the Midwest and rent for a 3-bedroom house with a porch and a front and backyard is a complete $650.
Stop it.
It's not bad at all.
I'm going to get me one.
Did you say 3 bedrooms? And a front yard, backyard, and a porch.
I'm going to get me one.
$650
in the Midwest.
I'm coming right now.
It's not bad at all.
It don't sound bad.
The fact but that listen, we pay guys, 4 times that for like her closet.
Oh my God.
She says, listen, guys, I need his half of the rent.
So he's
I want
living
to
rent
tell
free.
Him. Nigga, you know the rent is due on the 15th, and it's $325, not $100. What is wrong with you? Do you think I don't do math, bruh? I do math for a living, my nigga, and you are short. That was a quote. That's a quote. That's not me embellishing. That's a quote. Ooh. Some days...
I almost broke this equipment.
Some days, it's like living with the person who would absolutely do nothing in the group projects.
Oh, shit.
I need him to pull his weight on this rent situation, especially since we've talked about him relocating to another state. I'm in this thing long term. I've already put in my 6. How do I tell him to run me that rent? As you can see, I don't know how to word this with care. Please help. I don't want to do this, and I don't want this to result in a fight because I wasn't careful with how I framed the picture. I've had this happen before, and I'm an introvert learning how to properly deal with conflict and tension. Mm. This is something I fully believe we can work through because we've gotten through way worse. Opening up about my financial struggle has been hard, and I need him to consider me and my struggle the way I would consider him and his. Thanks again for sharing with us your podcast. You guys are helping me get through a lot of mental health issues, and I can't wait to hear your feedback. I hope this email made sense. I am currently high as hell. Anonymous. Wow.
Well, that was so real. I'm going to start because you both have the Beyonce of answers.
The Beyonce.
Oh, do you want to start?
I don't. But this week, in another episode of Plot Twist, she actually sent a short update, and we're going to read that after you guys offer your advice.
Oh,
I have
shit.
Not read the update either, so our
that's
advice will
cute.
Be natural.
Well, good. I'm glad that you have already received your update, because all I was going to tell you was you know what is going on. You have all of the right pieces. You've actually schooled me on some things. Like, you just woke me up to some things. So shout out to you for knowing yourself and being able to see all of these different angles of things. I feel like the one piece you were just missing was just, you know, this one type of situation. And I feel like you're going to constantly hit these one types of situations where you're just going to have to fight or flight. And you're not fight per se, but, you know, you're going to have to deal with the situation. You're going to have to run from it. And it's good that you decided from what I have decided that I'm taking from you to fight. Like, every time I want to say something to someone, instead of going and talking about it with other people, I'm going to just stay and fight before I reach the flight. So you have just taught me something. So I wanted to share that with you in the friend zone. Aww.
Song of the week interjection really quick. This
song
week's song
of
the week is by Tamar Braxton. It's off her Love and War album. It ain't even no jokes involved this week.
No, it's
the song
it's
is called
one.
Stay and Fight, and it's good as hell. Tamar's voice is like
she can sing
in
my wedding too.
World.
She's a
so
Pisces. So
that's the song
wait,
of the week.
Wait, is that
this week.
The one Claude wrote?
Claude
shameless
wrote
plug because
you.
My best friend is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say I don't think Claude wrote
Ray raised the bar on her new album. That I was just trying to think because it's one of the most beautiful songs I have ever heard.
And the last time I seen him, my his fingers weren't bleeding, and they should have been because so he can write his ass off.
Fuck Stay and Fight. Stay and Fight is like, you know, like Song of the Week Part 2. Right. But Song of the Week is Raise the Bar by Tamar Braxton, written by Claude Kelly, the great, who's written so many hits.
Since the age of 13 years old.
Yeah, shout out to Claude Kelly, that. Chuck Harmony, the whole Weirdo Workshop family, Louis York,
Masha Kess. Yes. Right? The whole band, the
whole
family.
That was a quick music. I know, have to always find a way.
Raise the bar.
But right back to you, you know, because you're part of the friend zone, so we had to interrupt and do that whole thing. You just really, because you know that this is going to be something hard and you've been through worse, you already have half the battle out the way. It's just a matter of just saying it. And how are you going to say it's not going to come out good, but you just have to figure out how to keep the conversation in a positive light. And I feel like whenever you say it, maybe you'll find out they just thought, I don't even know what to say to this, but maybe they just thought that you had the financial side of things and it wasn't a big deal. Or maybe they, like, it just hasn't been a thing for them. And so once they have realized that, hopefully they will just adjust. So I think, you know, y'all living in this this really cheap mansion, they'll be more than happy to comply, especially if you're considering moving to other places. Like, they would want to be. You married a rational person because you seem super rational.
They're still boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, they're still boyfriend and girlfriend. Well, you're super rational, obviously. So you with someone because you're super rational. And I think that they will be able to take a talk about finances and they will be able to do that with you.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because me and you sound similar from the message. Just the way that we, like, break things down.
Really?
Yeah, we
sound
similar.
Oh, my God, I'm becoming my best friend.
So I'm wondering if, have you been honest with him? Like, because I know I'm guilty of that, too, where sometimes I won't exactly say, hey, you should be doing this, because I almost expect the person to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have that bad habit. Because I forget sometimes that not everyone thinks the way that I do.
Right.
And not everyone is as considerate, as thoughtful. Not everyone is, like, as tapped in emotionally to, like, hey, maybe I should do this because it's what needs to be done.
Right.
I'm that type of person. But not a lot of people are. And right. I usually don't, I guess, like, vocalize that as much because I almost get, like, silently frustrated that you're not as thoughtful as I am. So I'm wondering if you have not said it because you're hoping that he would just take it upon himself to know that he should be paying for half because he lives there. Because
he might not have any idea.
Yeah.
He might
or
think
have
he's...
you just been pretending that you got it and secretly mad at him? Like, I'm wondering why he thinks that that's okay.
Right.
Or is he not working? Did I miss that in the email? Did she say, like, what his financial situation was?
Nope.
So I'm wondering, like, what is it that's making him not assume that this is something that should be done? Because...
like maybe he thinks he's like, maybe he thinks he's the man of the house and he's got all the, like, the, you know, he's been fixing the car,
like,
and stuff.
The handy
so you
stuff.
Right. So maybe he's been doing that and you've been paying the rent. He's been like, all right, she got it. So, you know, I made dinner the other night. We good. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm just wondering what's making him think that that's cool, because you live with someone, you should know that half and half. If
you should
if
know.
You're not covering everything, you should know that half and half is the minimum you could do.
Right.
The minimum requirement.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe she had been paying rent out the gate or something. He just got used to
and
it.
And it was, maybe it's her house and he just
moved
was crashing
in or something.
Or, yeah.
It could be a thing where he was just crashing or staying over often, and then it got to that point where it's like, okay, you're not crashing anymore, now you're a tenant,
right?
And maybe that conversation
either way it goes,
just didn't come
it
in.
Needs to be a conversation.
Yeah,
like,
sit
to
down
me,
and tell him, like, listen, yeah, I know $650. Well, I don't know, because money's relative. Maybe where you live, I don't know how much you
make.
Right, you know,
right.
So, but either way, if someone lives there, they should be covering half. And I think you should talk to him. Like, delivery, like Dustin has said before, delivery is everything.
Right.
So just don't make it seem like, listen, bum ass.
Right.
Just kind of be like, it'd be nice for us to meet each other.
Not like
halfway,
that.
You know, because that's what makes a healthy relationship.
So only give him half the sandwich when you give it to him?
I just think
go
there
second.
Needs to be a conversation. Hello.
Dustin.
Like, shit. So I don't know, as a man, like the nigga in me, you just want to be able to take care of everything, right? It's a man thing. You just want to be able to take care of everything because you want to take the lead. Mm-hmm. Yep. So the only times as a man when you don't do that is when you don't have it like that. And sometimes your embarrassment, because you're embarrassed about it, you don't talk about it.
True.
So if you're dating this person and your money is fucked up right now, but you're the kind of guy who would normally like to take the lead and do stuff like that, then you don't really talk about money. And it's kind of not really awkward, but there's obviously an unspoken word there, and the other person just kind of carries the financial weight. The danger in those types of situations is that can easily turn into resentment on the payee's end. So you know, there needs to be a conversation.
Right. Now, so it won't ruin the relationship.
It's never really okay to be broke all the time unless you have a good reason, like I'm pursuant of this or I'm in transition.
Right.
You know what I mean? Always have a determined, you know, reason and just communicate that up front. And then the person that you're with won't lose respect for you because they'll literally be able to see you working toward financial freedom of some way. We all have broke moments and shit. But, you know, like, they, as long as they see you, I believe that people respect a man more when they see him working towards something. It's not really about what's going on right now. It's about, okay, yeah, that's not the best circumstance, but he is literally, I'm watching him try and make an effort to do better and get things right.
Right.
They respect
you. And you're
you.
Just supportive of that. Yeah.
Bingo. So at the end of the day, there just needs to be some type of communication.
Yeah, just
now,
straight up.
Now, on a petty note.
On a petty note.
I was waiting.
On a petty note, and I'm going to make this quick. You could just start doing what the fuck you want to do. Be the boss. If you're paying all the bills and that's your house and you want him to understand that he needs to contribute to things, then start living your life as if his ass ain't even there. Bring a nigga home to hang out. Don't sleep with him in the house over the nigga or whatever, but bring a nigga over to just have drinks and talk, have conversation. So shit where your partner will be like, I know this bitch ain't brought no nigga in this house to just start, like, you just bring your date over, have drinks, not any kissing and making out, but just show him that, like, this shit can go very differently if you don't start kicking in. You know what I'm saying?
Because all I can think about is if these two niggas start finding my living,
come home
I'm
late,
have to pay for
come
it
home
still.
Late, like, only buy food for you. You know what I'm saying? Just start, if you want to get the point across, there's a way to do it.
Cook yourself dinner.
Okay, so quick update time. Now, I'm actually excited to read this because I don't know what happened. So
oh,
she actually
shoot.
Sent an update. It says, quick update. I didn't have to initiate the conversation. We smoked and talked it out and even figured out a way to reverse our financial situation. It just all came to a head and the stress in the house got all too real. Having that talk and being transparent with each other helped. I feel like we're working as a team and tackling our problems together, and that's all I wanted. Thanks, you guys.
You guys sound like such an awesome couple.
You just wrote that in because you was high. You know it's going to be an easy conversation.
Right?
He came to you about it.
And you didn't even have to bring Jody over to get your point across. Song of the Week Part 2. Oh my God, it just hit me.
Part 3.
Jody's Got Your Girl by Johnny Taylor. Look up Jody by Johnny Taylor. It's about this, about how you can fuck around and bullshit in your relationship if you want to. You come home and see Jody's shoes sitting at the front door. Jody's Got Your Girl and Gone. Look up Jody by the great Johnny Taylor. OG, Johnny Taylor got some good. Johnny Taylor, I get a lot of my rationale from Johnny Taylor music.
Oh, Lord.
Look up Johnny Taylor, y'all. Johnny Taylor said, hey, y'all gonna have problems. Teeth and tongue fall out sometimes. That's fucking philosophy. So, like, I'm telling you. So, Song of the Week, Jody by Johnny Taylor. Go ahead, y'all.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Well,
well, if you want something inspired by Johnny Taylor, then check out A$AP Rocky, Lord Pretty Fako Jody.
Yes.
Oh, no, you didn't. Yes. I Jody. Love that song. Yo, I
what?
Love that song.
Don't start with me. Don't start with me.
That pulls out the Harlem.
Don't start with me. We got to finish the show, friend.
All right, so Dustin is going to also bless us with this week's Small Black Business shout-out. Who do you have for us, Dustin?
Word up. I want to give a shout-out to Guns and Beards, of course.
Guns but, and Beards.
And that's not a joke. That's literally the name of the company. However, it's an apparel company.
Cute.
Based out of LA. Super dope black-owned company. They actually, I have one of their pieces. I was gifted one of their shirts. It's got like the silhouette of a man's beard. A really cool black and white graphic with guns and like the beard and stash. And then on the back it says Beards in really cool font. And they gave me a shout out. So follow them on Twitter at Guns and Beards. It's just a really, really cool company. I love the clothes. And shout out to Sean Allen Line, who is one of the designers at Guns and Beards. And you can find him on Twitter at Sean Allen Live. That's A-L-L-E-N. Sean, S-H-A-W-N-A-L-L-E-N-L-I-V-E. Shout out to Guns and Beers. It's really dope clothes for real. I'm not just talking shit because, like, they gave me a shirt or whatever. Like, it's cute. I wore it. You know, people will give you anything, but, like, if you really fuck with it right, after you take the gift, different. Like, that's how you know.
Right.
So, shout, well, they won't be giving me that.
They won't be giving, won't me, give that me
nothing. I, listen.
Nothing, that's a,
that, let's
nothing,
put a pin in that.
So that's the small black business, and that's the show. Do you guys have any church announcements?
I'm good. March is going to be an amazing month as we close it on out.
Yeah. I can't believe it's almost April. What, yo, the hell?
What happened?
It's my birthday next month.
Yes, it's mine. Not only April. I was about to say it's both y'all's motherfucking birthdays.
I love it. We're April babies.
Hey.
I don't have any church announcements that I can think of, but I do want to say that my freaking wellness retreat sold out.
Woo!
And let me tell you how that shocked me, because when me and the organizers were setting the date for it, we were like, let's release it now because it's in August, but people need time to stack their coins, you know?
Oh, okay.
And because it's on an, you know, it's on an island.
They was
it's
waiting
away
for you, like Beyonce, bitch.
No, but it just, it really like.
They was waiting for you at the door.
Okay.
It humbled me because, first of all, it made me proud. I'm like, that's dope that my people were like, we have the money. That's like, we don't need to wait till August. Yep. You know, it's all black women.
Yep.
That made me so proud of us and how we're really out here grinding and working.
Formation?
You know that they were able to drop that money. Like, my the spots literally were like, boom, boom, boom. Like, the names just filled up. And
like,
I was like, holy shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
I love this friend.
And that was so inspiring for me to see, and even for the organizer, because she was shocked. She was like, okay, I did not see that coming. Like, all the emails.
So,
like,
when you're gonna do the next one, they
well,
putting you
on
for
so
another.
Crazy, we have a waiting list of 500 women.
What? Friends,
so you
isn't
booked.
That insane? So we could literally do this forever.
Like, what a, that's a blessing.
Friend, you
booked. Oh my, but it made me so proud, number one, to see that that many women were up and ready and formed and like into it, ready to dig into some dope wellness shit, you know, had their money like stacked already, like forget saving, like we're
Boss.
Ready.
Who the hell come? Trina coming? Who coming? Who else got some money? One of them Kardashian girls. Who else got some money?
So no. I'm proud. I want to keep doing it. And of course, I also want to keep in mind that a lot of you are college students. There are different financial situations because a lot of you are moms and you have kids, you have different priorities. So while on one end I want to shout out the women who were financially able to just get it, I also want to keep in mind women that just don't have it as an option.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to try to come up with different wellness retreats that will cater to different financial situations. But this is a new part of my brand now. So thank you for inspiring me. Thank you for showing me that it was possible.
I love it.
You know, and pushing me to create more, because this is just a new thing for me to sit back and flesh out and really push forward as a movement. So I love you guys for pushing me to be greater, for being down to be greater for yourselves as well. So let's keep it moving. And that's my church announcement for this week.
And keep your head up.
Right? Keep your head up. We love you guys so
much. You got any church
much.
Announcements?
Not today.
Okay, well, Dustin's got some things coming up, so y'all stay tuned for that.
I see it in his
we
face.
All have
got
things coming
schmirk.
Up, so you know, stay tuned. If you're too excited to find out what or wait, you can just hit him up on
No, but my
Twitter.
Birthday is coming up April 10th, and so if anybody want to send me some shit, that's cool too. You know, we can work something out on the back end. So, you know, y'all know what kind of shit I like. You know, what's up? Show a nigga some love, you know?
Yeah, show a nigga
funny.
Something on the back end, huh?
Oh, stop.
Well, that's it for me. How about you?
That's it. We love you guys so much. Thank you as always for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.